There is a podcast brewing that's about to take over podcasting for good. The only podcast that you are going to need to tune into day in, day out, is the Member Guest Podcast.
If I can hit it down the middle of the fairway, that's great. But again, with the driver right now, the driver sucks.
John Daly, and you're listening to the Member Guest Podcast. Rip it, rip it.
Hey, Jenny Bird, can you hear me?
I can.
This is Jordan Hagel. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am doing well today. Coincidentally,
your Alaska trip looked amazing.
Yeah, thank you. It was amazing. Caught a lot of good fish with my buddies and had a really good time seeing the family. You are live on air on the Member Guest Podcast, by the way. Coincidentally, it was literally like right as we were finishing our intro. So this is amazing.
Shoot.
No, this is a good thing. Everybody can hear you. Can we keep Jamie for like 30, 40? He'll be home before 9.
Oh my gosh, of course.
Thank you so much, Jenny Bird. You're the best.
Hold on.
Here, Jamie.
The podcast.
Do you want to listen to our first question of the podcast?
Sure.
Okay, sweet. This is a little bit different of an intro to a podcast for our listeners. But what we're doing, Jenny, and for our audience, Lou Stagner is a golf stats guy on Twitter. He uses a data set of 15 million rounds and like hundreds of millions of shots. So you literally cannot go against his data. What I wanted to do is ask the guys on the podcast. I looked up all of some of my favorite stats that I found, and I'm going to ask them what they think like the stat is. And then they have to answer. We're going to talk about why we think that is. Does that make sense?
Oh. Yes.
All right. You guys ready for the first one?
Jenny, what's the answer?
Oh, God.
4.5 inches.
I'm just listening.
All right.
If you pre-answer the question, you don't have to answer anymore.
Yeah, but right, though.
All right. Well, we'll start with one that's relatively straightforward. So I saw this over the weekend. It's the year to date on the PGA Tour. So from literally when they started until now, the field averaged hitting what percent of fairways per round?
Off the tee.
Yeah. So
Jenny guesses first.
Jenny goes first.
Yeah. And Jenny, you can go first. So they're assume that they're hitting, 14 tee shots.
Yep.
14 tee shots. What percentage of those hit the fairways?
95%.
Ooh. Probably a little high.
Can I take the lower?
Yeah. That's aggressive.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hammer the under there.
That's all right though. It's still a fair guess. What do you guys think it is?
I'm guessing 52%.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with it's not all drivers, so I'm gonna go 59%.
59%.
47.
Yeah, so Johnny Roop. Johnny guessed 61. So the answer is 58%.
Oh, wow. Tony, what a guess, yeah. Dude.
So one well, really good guess.
Technically, Jenny
Tony.
Was the closest.
So what? That's 60%. So that's like, eight or nine out of 14?
Something like that.
Yeah, somewhere in there. Yeah. So, I mean, it's you would like Jenny, probably a lot of eight. People think, you know, pros, they hit like every single fairway when you watch them.
Jamie hits every single fairway. Yeah,
Jamie hits every single fairway.
Fairway Fonda.
So, right, Jenny, baby. Thank you for allowing us to keep Jamie here for a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
He says right, he'll see you soon.
Bye, Chooch.
All right. Okay, like, shout out me. Was that kind of nails? Like, I just got put on the spot there. Did we do okay?
I thought it was great.
With the intro?
It was good. Yeah.
All right. I almost freaked out.
We didn't stage that either.
No.
That happened.
Can I say when I walked in before, I thought you had a wife beater on?
I did. I rolled up my sleeves. I didn't want people thinking that, like, you know, we record multiple in the night.
Guts.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Yeah. No. No, I don't.
No. Prank call my mom.
No. It's not.
It would be fun to have my mom on this.
Yeah, it would.
So, how far does PGA Tour professional hit it from 125?
I don't think we have to go around.
The answer. You can't fuck with my mom. She's like 27.1, Tony.
I don't think we have to go around and do like, you know, guesses and like who wins. I think it's just more of a discussion on some of these because they're going to be difficult.
I should be one asking the questions because you probably know all the numbers.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know you were going to be here.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Well, it's talking show. About 58% real quick. If you are an amateur and you miss one out of three fairways, are you getting pissed?
Well, you can't.
Because if and you are,
that's
you're
probably
an idiot.
The reality.
You
yeah,
be. You should not.
And that's what yeah. a lot of these stats right. are going to show right. is like no, you need valuable. To manage your expectations.
Manage your expectations.
There should be wooden signs around the club
that say like, you're going to miss.
Like, when you walk into that one. Chugi house and it's got like the the Harlem is where the heart is. You put those around the wind song like 50%
players hitting 27 feet from 150 yards.
Yeah. All
right.
Just managing people's instead of like live, laugh, love.
I need to manage the podcast right now.
Faith, family, football, friends.
All right. This one I thought was really fun.
All right. Blue.
Which option between option one and option two would a typical 10 index score better in a round of golf? The first option, 9 greens in reg, and all 9 of those birdie putts are from exactly 8 feet. And then for the 9 greens that they miss, they're in the rough with exactly 20 yards to the hole, average difficulty rough. Like, we're not talking like crazy rough. Option two, they hit all 18 greens, but all the birdie putts are exactly 40 feet. Which round are they on average going to score better in? The one where they're hitting 18 greens, but every putt they have is 40 feet, or the one where they're hitting 9 greens, all the putts are from 8 feet, and then they have 9 greens that they miss, and they're 20 yards in the rough.
I'm going
18 greens.
I'm going the other option. I'm thinking an amateur is terrible at putting from 40 feet.
I'm thinking an amateur is terrible at getting up and down from the rough.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Because then they would have to knock it on the green and 2-putt.
And they're only going to, and PGA Tour professionals make 50% of the putts from 8 feet.
Right. So they're double chipping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tony's right. It's option. It's hit 18 greens.
18 greens.
Yeah. It's option two. Jamie, what do you guys think? Johnny thinks it's one.
Yeah. I have to disagree.
You think it's one? So 9 in reg and every putt's from 8 feet, and then the 9 they miss are just 20 yards in the rough?
Mm-hmm.
So the answer is option two. They'll score better
yes.
in option two, but it's only by a quarter of a shot.
Yeah, because they're bad at putting.
But it's only by a quarter of a shot.
Wow.
So it's also to say that it's very, very close.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're essentially worse at putting.
If I were guessing, I would have thought it was going to be multiple shots better.
Four you're shots. Right,
which
I tell you that I think for sure my edibles have kicked in because when you were asking that question, I had no idea what you were asking.
I love that.
This is a perfect episode for me.
Yes, great.
Statistics with Jamie.
Wait, I have a degree in statistical inference.
I'm going to be honest. I have not had any edibles, and I was like, whoa, yeah. This is a lot.
It's a lot. It is.
Pie.
Can't wait
for this next one.
3.142.
One of the tweets that Lou wrote down that I actually took a note on, which is really relative to the stat, is that putts per round is not a useful stat. Like, you should not track your number of putts per round. You should actually be tracking your distance to the hole. Because, like, a 3-putt from 100 feet, right, is actually not bad. Like, it's really hard.
Yeah.
Or you could hit a 1-putt and, you know, maybe you just stuffed it really close.
That's kind of why the Brian Harman 56 for 56 inside of 10 feet stat is a little bit of a moot point, because he could have been hitting it to 30 feet all week and 2-putting.
Yeah.
So his second putt could have been, he could have had a lot of one-footers.
Yeah, he could have had a lot of one-footers, but yeah.
He probably did. I know he did bury a lot of putts, but I'm just saying.
Back to the, here's another good one on fairways. So a 10 index player, they hit an average of 7.1 fairways during their best rounds. During their worst rounds, what percentage of fairways do they hit?
7.1.
Those are their best rounds. So the ones they score the best on.
Which is what percentage?
Well, I guess it would be
under 40.
Yeah. So we're talking about like what's in probably your 5 out of 20. And they're shooting about 79 are their best, and their worst are 91.
I would bet there's not a lot of variance in fairway hitting from best to worst. My guess is 6.
I'm right with Andy. I think they're probably very, very similar.
That was my instinct also.
Yep. I guess that was an easy one because it's 6.3.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it's
surprising though. I mean,
yeah, again, it's just to show that like everybody talks about like hitting fairways, doesn't make that much of a difference. It's your dispersion to the hole and putting.
Unless you play Butler.
Unless you play Butler.
If you're playing Butler and it's 8 feet or 8 inch deep rough and you can't advance it 3 feet.
Half shot penalty. What percentage? Keep going.
No. So this one's really fun because this actually pops up on golf courses a lot. And I feel like I find myself with this question a lot. And I can see how they get to the answer. So situation, you're on a par five and you cannot reach it in two. Do you lay up to a number? So call it 90 to 100, like a good number that most people would say, or do you advance it as far as you can and give yourself, call it 40 to 50, which do you do and why?
Can I take the risk? What do you do?
For a 10 handicap?
For, this is just everyone.
In general.
Like, if you went back to like 15 years ago, the Tom Watson theory was you play the whole par fives backwards, right? Not anymore.
Yeah.
It's the one where you hit it as far as you can and get as close as you can.
This is the decade golf theory. You get it down there as far as you possibly can.
Proximity to the hole wins.
That is correct.
Yeah.
You always get it as far as you can, no matter what, because your next shot is going to be every yard lower you go, you have a closer dispersion to the hole on your average shot.
Even if it's in the rough too, right?
Yep. Even if it's in the rough.
Wasn't that the philosophy of having Bryson just hit as far as he could?
Yeah, bomb and gouge.
Yep.
Why doesn't it work for him? I'm actually kind of interested to...
Well, he got injured. I mean, he's had physical issues and he had trouble. He was hitting at such ball speed, he couldn't control the ball. So
now he's backed off that, right? Dropped a bunch of weight.
He's actually playing fine now. He didn't play good this weekend, but he's played pretty good in some tournaments this year. So,
all right, next one. What do you think the tour players... average carry yards are for their pitching wedge, 7-iron, and driver?
PGA Tour average?
PGA Tour average for the pitching
everybody
wedge,
take a club.
7-iron, and driver.
So you...
Or which, just general area.
I'll take pitching wedge.
Okay. Jamie will take pitching wedge. Go ahead.
You take pitching wedge.
Do I say it now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Just throw it out there.
Okay, my instinct would say like 141, but you got to go down, don't you?
You got to go down.
Yeah, 136.5.
Okay. I will guess on 7-iron, 173.
And the last one is driver, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say PGA Tour average driving distance with the driver is going to be 290.
Carry, right? Carry?
These are carry numbers.
Carry numbers. Not total. Okay. I'm going to say 293.
I'm going to adjust mine to 171.
I might have got a little high too, but...
Okay, what is it?
It's all right. You can say carry.
I'll say 134. 0.7 instead of 136.5.
So pitching wedge is 141.
Oh, what?
Right. Which was your literally your initial one you guessed.
Yeah.
7-iron's 177 and the driver is 281.
Okay.
281 carry.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And I just based on everyone that like normally when you play or even your buddies, I think everybody would guess like another 10 yards longer.
On the driver, I would say for sure.
Yeah.
Not the pitching wedge. I don't think people would guess the pitching wedge was that much longer.
Yeah, I guess the lower you get, right? Lower,
yeah.
You know, dispersion you can get between guesses. You can only hit like a 60 degree so far, right? But yeah, I do think it's interesting because nowadays it feels like everyone you talk to says they can hit the driver like 270.
I will say too, PGA Tour players, you know, a 7-iron, they can hit it 150, but they can also hit it probably 215 if they really want to, some of them. So it's like,
yeah. And one of the stats I was going to talk about on that topic that you would have struggled with this in your mental state right now. Like I couldn't even figure out how to ask the question or like how to pose it. But it was basically talking about like a tour pro, the number of shots it takes them to hole out. Just let's say it's 1.5. So you use 1.5 as your baseline. Theirs is 205 yards. And a scratch player is like 170 yards.
More than 1.5 shots, because 1.5 shots is from 8 feet.
No, it's just saying that the average.
Being illustrative.
Okay, yeah. So if you used exactly one shot, so the yardage that it takes for a scratch, exactly one shot's like 110.
Yeah.
A tour player is like 170.
Yeah.
A tour pro's 7-iron is a scratch player's
Pitching wedge.
Yeah.
Pitching wedge.
So like when you say you're trying to advance it further because you want to hit a pitching wedge is a good club, like a good club for a pro is usually three clubs long.
Yeah, that's just how much better their iron play is. That is an impressive stat.
And I could not figure out a way to try and pose it as a question.
Yeah.
I think I'll be coming down because I kind of understood that one.
If you, yeah. Okay. All right.
You could have been like Tiger's five iron is your what?
Yeah.
In terms of accuracy.
Yeah, it could have just been my fault then. I need to go back to the drawing board.
For hearing his own voice.
I didn't realize I could hear myself.
And you go putter.
how many double bogeys does a 10 index player average per round?
That's a good question.
10 index. So like four? You're a normal golfer.
Four? Bogeys? I was going to say four
double,
or five.
Double bogeys.
Double bogeys.
Oh, double bogeys. Ooh.
I'm going to say, I'm going to go 5.2.
Because they're shooting.
Yeah. Johnny and I are on the same page.
What is it?
Trace.
Three.
I said 5.2.
I'm splitting the middle. I'm going four.
Four. It's almost six.
Oh my God. That actually blows my mind.
No chance.
For a 10 index?
Is hundreds of millions of shots. How many? And tens of millions of rounds.
Almost six.
5.7.
The data is the data, Data Straight.
Well.
And so
did you type this as you copy and paste for the website?
No, so listen to this. The click down, the click down on this, when they shoot 79 or lower, their average of double bogeys is 0.4. So they're basically reducing double bogeys or worse.
They're just not having double bogeys. Yep.
When they shoot 89 or higher, so like when they're shooting 91.8 is the average of 92, the average birdies they have are less than one, and their average doubles go up to that 5.7 number.
You may or may not have this question on there, but along the same lines, it was I've seen the stats surrounding number of birdies a scratch player makes versus a 10 index makes.
Yeah.
And they're very, very similar, aren't they?
Yeah. I don't have the exact numbers, but it was something like a tour pro is 2.8 and like a scratch golfer is 1.7 something like that.
And a 10 index is like one.
Yeah. And so it's more like they just don't make bogey or double bogey, right. And 10 indexes make double bogeys and worse all the time.
Yeah.
No, so. Oh, young Johnny needed to chime in.
I just had to. I think there's something to be said about not only the obvious of, you know, you're going to be scoring higher if you're making doubles, but especially for someone who's around a 10 handicap, that can be a confidence killer, right? I mean, say you're on a heater, you're one under, you're even, you're one over, two over. You make a double, you make a triple. It's going to be pretty easy, I think, to fall off the rails as a 10 handicap. I've been there before.
I think it is for anybody.
Right. Yeah. You're just like, wow, I blew it. I had something going. I blew it. It's easy to think that. Yeah. And I just figured it was worth adding because not only the obvious, your score is going to be a lot higher, but you're not going to feel as confident in your next shot after you just come off a double or a triple. So
to go into now putting, these are very similar in terms of like how you can learn like what matters and what doesn't. So from 40 feet, a tour pro, how many putts finish more than 4 feet from the hole? What percentage of
from
putts?
From 40 feet?
So let's say they hit 100 putts. What percentage from 40 feet do the putts finish more than 4 feet from the hole? So kind of outside of that gimme range, if you will, or that
47.
47.
I'm going to say 30% of them are are outside of 4 feet. So 70% are inside 4 feet for a mature pro.
Andy, any ideas?
12. I don't know.
Do you know the question?
No.
That's all right. So tour pros from 40 feet. How many putts finish more than 4 feet from the hole is 27%.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
That's why I said 30%.
What'd you say? 50?
I said 30.
You said 30?
I said 70, 30.
Roll 20, back the tape.
27%.
I said 27.
Which? Yeah, Jamie said 27.
Yeah. I mean, no, you said 43.
Whatever.
I'm a guest.
Ultimately the point for this one is just like, a really good lag putt, right? Even pros, almost a third of the time are finishing outside of that front zone.
Yeah.
So it goes to show you can really lower your scores if you become a really good lag putter. Mm-hmm. And then obviously the pros are a lot better than amateurs are at making something 5, 6, 7, 8 feet than, you know, somebody who's just a scratch or couple point index.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
That's cool.
From 33 feet, what percentage of the time do pros three putt?
From 33 feet?
Mm-hmm.
What percentage of the time do the pros three putt? I'm going to guess and say 15% of the time.
I was going to go 10% of the time.
I'd have to go 16% of the time.
Ooh, that's a smart number.
He's taking the over.
6.5%.
Wow. Wow.
Damn. Damn, them boys are good.
6.5% from 33 feet.
Wow.
I think, and I don't know where you got the 33 feet. I guess that's probably the average, you know, from like maybe 170 or probably from a certain number.
Six out of 100 times they three putt.
They three putt from 33 feet. And obviously that number goes down the less the distance is. Sure. So, couple of like just eye opening stats are one, work on your putting and work on your lag putting. Yep. And you really don't have to hit the ball in the fairway, but you do have to hit the ball far.
If anybody's interested in some putting, we have some friends.
Bettinardi.
It's a Bettinardi.
Oh yeah. Shout out Bettinardi. I just got another one.
You did?
Yeah, but they don't do tour stamps anymore. So I had Tommy put an amateur stamp on it. It's got an A with a circle. Really? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Don't look at me, dude.
I don't. You're out of control, man.
No, I'm not. I just like to support my friends and their small businesses.
At Bettinardi.
Bettinardi.
We're starting a new support group called BA. Bettinardi's Anonymous. And it's for people to come and admit their powerlessness over purchasing Bettinardi's. Jamie's the chair of the meeting. We're starting. He chairs it. It's a nooner every day.
I can stop when I want to.
I don't believe that.
No, you cannot, boy.
If you had to guess how many Bettinardi putters do you have, Jamie?
All of them.
I'm Dr. Drew.
Then. I still have 9 to come in. Really? There's 9 more still coming in.
No wonder I can't get a putter anymore because Jamie just has everything in front of me in line.
Best private collections in America.
One of them for sure.
Come on by.
Find one you like. Pick it off the wall there.
Yeah, we're going to BA.
All right. Last stat to wrap this up. And again, shout out to Lou. He said he was going to come on the podcast. And I think since.
Was this used with his permission? We should have covered that earlier.
Yeah, it's just all public information out on the internet.
Come on. Instagram.
Yeah, I think it's being shout out. We're giving him shout outs.
He's the one that compiles the data and then puts it out there. But yeah, shout out to Lou. I think his page is like really blown up lately. Yeah. So he hasn't responded back.
This is interesting. I didn't know a lot of this stuff. Yeah. Obviously.
He was Deca Galt, Scott Fawcett's really good friend. I think they had worked together there. But
podcast together.
Oh yeah, that's right. They had a podcast together.
Hack it out golf with Mark Crossfield.
So the last one to wrap it up. Typical 5 index, 80 yards in the fairway. What are the chances they make birdie, and what are the chances they make bogey? Assume everything in the middle.
So far. Like okay,
five
so
handicap from 80
five
yards.
Handicap from 80 yards in the fairway.
Five handicap. That's a five single handicap. Digit handicap. I'd say. From 80 yards in the fairway, they're probably making birdie. You got to think less than 10% of the time, right?
I was going to say like 6% of the time.
And they're making bogey more than half. No.
I think they're making bogey 22% of the time.
It's got to be higher. Somewhere between that and half would be my guess. Like 40% of the time.
Jamie? You have to be close. It's definitely a small number. Why just tilt your screen up like that? I'm not looking.
Because you guessed 47 that one time and it was like... I don't know.
Hey,
let's make sure.
Jamie might be cheating over
12. I've got everyone wrong. 12. I don't know. I mean, the second question is bogey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Typical 5 index, 80 yards of the fairway. What percent chance do they make birdie? And what percent
it's gotta
chance
be
make
at
bogey?
Least 50, close to 50-50, right?
They're not making birdie half the time.
No, bogey. Oh, 12% bogey. Of birdie, 50-50.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
12% birdie, 50% bogey.
Yeah.
It is 13% birdie, which is why I... Right when you said that, I was like, man, now he's just close numbers.
Wow.
Very good guess. Okay. Chances they make bogey are 19%.
Oh, wow. That's Tony, a lot better. That was a good guess, Tony. Yeah. That's impressive.
Yeah. It's actually not, I think ultimately the point is like, it's not as big of a dispersion as you think.
Yeah.
It also goes to show, obviously, the closer you are to the hole, the better chance you have of making birdie. So get the ball out there as far as you can.
Yeah.
What did you say? It was 12%?
13% and 19%. 13%
is higher than I would have guessed for sure. I did guess. So.
Yeah. I think that's all I have. I mean, just kind of a quick one on some stats. I think a lot of good combo comes out of it. And I think people realize there's some probably stuff in their game they might be able to change up that they may have thought was more important before. Maybe isn't. So
can I give our listeners a little game to play next time they go out? I got something for you.
Yeah.
Jamie did this to me once, and I now have taken it, and I do it to everyone I play with. We're walking down the fairway, and just go ahead and grab your buddy's hand and start holding their hand. Okay? And so you're walking down. Hopefully people are looking, and you're holding hands, and you look at him, and you say, first one to let go buys lunch.
How long did you and Billy Thompson make it?
While like I was almost hitting a shot one-handed. Jamie does not let go. Like he like literally like you don't just avoid his hand.
I'm sending this to all the buddies in Alabama because my buddy Paul Vardaman knows this very, very well. We did it where it started was at dinner at Butler. And it went on and on. And what happens, like, if we do it, you're going to go like,
I'm not letting go.
And you have to walk up from behind them and grab their hand.
You grab their hand.
And they, most people do not like
why. Yeah, I have to like imagine it. The boys from Alabama are a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, they kind of do the thing right away.
Oh, I played the golf club in Tennessee last week.
Oh.
Yes, the golf club of Tennessee. It was very cool.
Isn't that where Harrison is Harrison there?
Oh.
Yeah, Harrison, I think he is.
Harrison. There.
Harrison Bucker?
No.
Harrison Smith?
Yeah.
Oh, probably.
Oh, Harrison.
There's a lot of guys. It's really good. So.
And the last thing too, shout out to you since you're here. So one of my buddies that listens to the podcast loved the idea of the playing for merch deal. So you see the yellow brackets crossing flag.
Brackets.
Yeah. So he made me buy him a flag and he goes, I'm going to sign it. And you have to put it in your garage. So he dude, made me awesome. Buy him the flag.
That's awesome.
Thought it was kind of funny.
I like that.
I have a flag.
He's
for
like,
you.
Now you have to look at you it. You
got
every
some
time.
Good ones in here. I've got a really good flag out in the car.
And the ICC one.
You do?
Yep.
I have to play it though to put it up here.
Yeah.
I have a unless you guys want to make this car. The podcast.
Yeah,
it's a podcast. Well, I haven't played it.
Or well, it's my.
One other thing before we wrap, we would be remiss if we didn't say that I have a birthday. No, I'm just kidding. Jordan got engaged.
What?
Congratulations.
Congratulations. He got engaged to Sydney. Big time.
Yeah. Dude, congratulations.
I know.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thanks. I know. It was big
well
time.
Done.
How was it, man? Like, come on, give the listeners a little bit of a thing.
I blacked out for the 10 seconds. I almost forgot to get on a knee.
Who was your caddy?
some late. I just outsourced one. Some lady from, I don't even know the photography.
What'd you get your diamond?
Wedding day diamonds.
Yeah. I like those guys.
I know
Yumi.
He was
a good dude.
Yumi and Sean. Sean's my age.
Oh.
I was thinking about this. Where is Jordan Hagel going to go on a bachelor party?
Oh.
Probably Scottsdale.
Yeah, we'll be golf oriented.
Yeah, 2,000%.
So this winter?
I don't know. It's probably sometime in 2024.
All right. It gives me more time to get into a club down there so I can host it.
Hey, if it's... Yeah. Whisper. Yeah. I'll wait till. Sorry, Sydney. 2028.
We're waiting a few more years. Dude, congratulations, awesome. Buddy. We're happy for you.
My daughter got engaged. Should we talk about
Jamie's
that too?
Daughter got engaged. What?
Everybody's getting engaged. To Seamus.
Let me see.
There's Sophie and Seamus. I'm not taking this away from yours.
It's amazing.
No, you are, but it's fine. I love how you have the Bettinardi sticker right below it. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He's got the Bettinardi sticker the right below wasn't the big picture.
That's awesome.
This is fun. This went fast again.
Yeah. Good episodes tonight. So,
all right.
Good job, fam.
Thanks, everybody.
One, two, three.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.